Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Still waiting on the whole show to get back. We just did our Dare Dice, Box of Shame, Punishment. Mackenzie had to do the breakfast breakup. Let's see if they're still live on Instagram real quick.
Set the mood perfectly.
Wow, someone said our favorite spot. Yeah, that place is actually really good.
We'll go back and make it right. Don't worry.
Yeah, so they had something where Mackenzie broke up with Pork Chop. She threw water on him. We're live right now on Instagram, but it'll be a replay later if you want to check it out in the next 24 hours. But she threw water on him. She broke up with him, and I guess they're going to go back there to leave a tip because they felt really bad about that. So, wow. If you have any suggestions, kind of crazy things like that to do as a punishment for the Box of Shame and for Dare Dice, please DM us. It's Radio Now AM Show. If you're listening in Indy on Radio Now 100.9, coming up in about 5 minutes, we'll have your chance to win Jonas Brothers tickets. After that, we'll be getting into the garbage with Mackenzie. Hopefully, she'll be back from that breakup with Pork Chop. But right now, Joe's journey. I am so excited. First of all, I thank you for always supporting me. If you listen to the show, please know that we try to get back to every single message that we get from you, all the phone calls, everything. It's Radio Now AM Show. If you want to follow my social media, it's Joe Pesh Radio as far as the fitness part of it. I'd love to connect with you and inspire you, and you inspire me. But I'm excited. There's a place in Indianapolis, Indiana, and they have two locations. They're called Eat the Frog Fitness. They're one location in downtown Indy. It's new. It's at 530 Mass Ave. And then the one in Carmel, it is 1275 North Pennsylvania Street, Suite 120 in Carmel. And they have heard about my journey, and they've been listening to the show. And they're like, dude, you know what? I know you tried a lot of things. Why don't you give Eat the Frog Fitness a try? And they kind of take that from the Mark Twain quote. Talk about, listen, if you swallow a live frog in the morning, that'll be the hardest thing you do for the day. So pretty much saying, look, you get the workout in, the rest of the day set. You just got to get over that and do it. So they've been really cool. I've checked it out, and I actually had my first workout last week, and boy, oh boy, did it kick my butt. Now, here's the problem. I did not eat enough food beforehand, so I got a little lightheaded. But the cool thing is, it's at your own pace, so you can go hardcore. Or if you're a guy like me and you're starting out and you're 400 pounds, they helped me out so much, and that's what I appreciate. They weren't like, come on, Joe, you can do it. And then like I pass out on the floor, like, okay, let's change this up so you can do it. And then when we changed it up, I was doing my own workout, modification, and it really worked out. And I'll tell you what, I've talked about this on air before, maybe you know this, but way too young, but I had my hip replaced like a year and a half ago, so I've had a lot of problems since I was a kid with my hips. And doing the rowing, I thought, what a waste. I don't know why I didn't think it was that big of a workout. I have never felt a workout. One of the stations is where you're rowing. I was sweating my butt off. Dan had to keep on throwing me some Green Frog Eat the Frog Fitness towels that they had there just to soak up all my sweat. But the next day, my whole back was so like just, I've never felt a workout like that before. My hips and my thighs, like, ladies, you want to get things going? That was amazing. But then the bike was really good. That was easy on my hip. And they have all these different stations you rotate. And I liked it because they offer small group classes there. So it's people supporting you and having your back. And at least for me, I don't know how it is with you when it comes to working out, but that's what I like. I like having people there to motivate me. And they're not like a drill sergeant, like, come on, Joe, do it. Because even though I'm a big guy, that gets intimidating, but they were there helping me out. And I'm really excited about how this is going to go. Now, I actually don't have a weight today because I want to start with them and see what the weight they have me at. I'm going to do an evaluation, an assessment. And they do that with every person that's new there at Eat the Frog Fitness. They do an assessment to see where you're starting from. And then every 8 weeks, they measure your growth by completing the ETF Fit Test. This reassesses your growth and reveals like where you're at and what's the best thing. Also, one other thing I like about Eat the Frog Fitness, if you want to check them out, just tell them that Joe from Radio Now sent you. They've got live and virtual 24 access. So I don't know if I'll get up at 3 in the morning. Like, I hate getting up at 3:30 as it is. But if I wanted to go work out before I went into work, just scan my little card. I can go right in there. And you can do it with a class, or you can do a virtual trainer, which some people really prefer to do that. You can. And they offer different sessions, too. I actually don't even remember what session I did because I was so late last week. But they have strength, they have cardio, and they have flex core, which is something, even though I'm a big guy, I need to work on my core because I've had that back issues before. So I'm really excited to work with Dan and everybody at Eat the Frog Fitness, and also Daniel. He owns the location up in Carmel. And if you want to check it out, if you're in the Indy area, they have their grand opening officially on Mass Ave, 530 Mass Ave for Eat the Frog Fitness. It's going on this Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. So I'd love for you to come on out there. We'll put a swipe up link too on our Instagram, Radio Now AM Show. But I just wanted to tell you guys that I appreciate all your support. I appreciate Eat the Frog Fitness. They're saying, Joe, why don't you give us a try? So that's what we're going to be doing. And I'm excited to see where I'm going to be 8 weeks from now and even going forward to that. But it gives me a good destination heading up to my birthday, something to aim for and to shoot for. So that's Joe's Journey Update this week here on Radio Now.